يا حياتي يا فؤادي، يا عشيقي يا ودادي، يا قصيدي يا مرادي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. They say nothing lasts forever, and marriage is no exception to this rule. For some, it's when death does them apart, but for others, it's sadly called talaq. It's a simple word with complicated consequences, a concept with many dimensions, a blessing to some and a curse to others. The mystery of its existence can't be missed. For it is an act disliked, yet made permissible by the Creator of the heavens and the earth. Join us this Ramadan as we delve into the intriguing lives of Yasser and Rumaysa, a couple who allows us to explore the intricacies of what makes and breaks a happily ever after. Don't miss Heartbreak, the all-new drama series, exclusively available on Radio Islam International. It is a fact rarely disputed that the best day of the week is Friday, and young Abdullah agreed wholeheartedly.
I really felt the Jummah vibe today.
You say that every Friday. Must be I'm extra lucky, okay?
Yes, of course you are, Julie. I mean, I am your sister after all.
Appa, don't call me that. It just sounds like bad luck.
Well, I think it sounds cute. Now, what were you saying about vibes again?
You see, last night, I was helping Ummi and then I forgot to go over my sabah.
Ach, no, man, Abdullah.
Wait, Appa, let me finish. So I forgot. But then I quickly made dua and went over it while Mulana was testing the other boys. And guess what happened?
You got shouted at for not knowing your work, I'm sure?
I knew my sabah so well, Mulana gave me a chocolate.
Abdullah, don't let that happen again, okay?
Yes, Appa.
Anyway, guess what? I also knew my work in Madrasa today. So, you know what that means?
Oh, yes. Ice cream.
But only if Abba says yes.
We'll tell Ummi to ask him. I hope Abba says yes. Do you think you will?
Well, there's only one way to find out.
يا حياتي يا فؤادي يا عشيقي يا ودادي.
Abdullah and Huda enter the house, calling excitedly for their mother.
Oh, wait, don't yell. Remember what Ummi said the last time?
Uh-oh, I forgot.
Greet, don't scream.
Oh yeah, okay. Assalamualaikum, Ummi.
Abdullah waits for his mother's reply.
It doesn't look like Ummi is home. We'll just have to wait for her to come back. Are you hungry?
Ya hayati ya fuadi, ya ashiqi ya widadi, ya qasidi ya muradi.
As fate would have it, Abdullah and Huda are not the only two people waiting. A somewhat agitated Faiza is trying to get hold of her husband.
Salams.
Finally! What on earth took you so long to answer?
Relax, Faiza. I was in a meeting. Is everything okay?
You should be asking your parents that, Mahmood.
Why? What happened?
I waited for them for lunch. Can you believe they still not here?
That's strange. They were supposed to go with Rumaysa.
Yes, I know that. But how long can it honestly take them?
Let me phone them and see what's going on. I'll let you know, okay?
Okay. I could have actually gone shopping.
مشاعر الحب في الرحمن تأتلك تصغي إلى القلب في شوق له أنك.
A few minutes later, Abdullah and Huda hear a car pulling into their driveway. Abdullah rushes to the door to see who it is.
Huda, Umi and Abba are both here. But let's show Abba first, okay? He's gonna be so proud of us.
As the children race towards their parents to tell them the good news, Huda soon realizes that something is wrong.
Why are Daddy, Dada, Nani and Nana all here together? They never come all together. What's happening?
Abba! Abba!
Abdullah, wait. Let them come inside first.
Huda carefully watches as her closest family members walk somberly into the house. Before she can even greet her parents, her mother addresses them.
Huda, Abdullah.
Ji, Umi.
Come sit down. We have some very important news for you both.
Their mother, Rumaisa, settles onto the sofa with a child on either side of her. Nani and Nana take the sofa opposite them, and Abba sits with Dadi and Dada across the room. Some time passes in silence before their father clears his throat.
Huda, Abdullah, your mother and I, Ummi and I just...
Abba?
Abdullah rushes across the room and wraps his little arms around his father.
Ummi, what happened to Abba? Abba, don't cry. Abba!
Abdullah, Abba's going to be okay. Don't worry.
Abdullah, Huda, you know that Abba and I love you both very much and that we love each other also, right?
Gee, Ummi.
But sometimes, even though people love each other very much, things don't always work out.
What do you mean, Ummi?
I mean, things don't always go the way we want them to. And when this happens, then it's time for a change. So, Abba and I are getting divorced.
What's a divorce, Abba?
Abdullah, divorce is when the parents stop loving each other because someone did something wrong and one has to move out. Then they find new families to love. The children must stay with one parent and only see the other one when they come to visit. It will be like when we go to visit by Dadi and Dada. We won't be a whole family anymore.
Huda, does this mean we are broken?
No, Huda, that is not what divorce is. Divorce is when a husband and wife, like your Ummi and Abba, try their hardest to solve their problems until it becomes impossible. Then only when they have tried everything do they decide that it would be better for everyone if they live away from each other.
Sounds like running away to me.
Look, my children, it was not an easy decision. Your Ummi and I, we both thought long and hard about it. Now both of us, we believe that this is for the best. Tonight, both of you will go with Ummi to Nani and Nana's house.
For a sleepover, Abba?
No,
forever, Abdullah.
For real, Abba?
For some time, Abdullah, but don't worry. I'll come and see both of you every day, and I'll even phone you.
Promise?
Yes, I promise.
No! Don't lie! You won't come because you don't love us anymore. That's why you are sending us away. You hate us and you want a new family. You and Ummi don't love us. That's why we aren't going to be a family anymore. Just doing what makes them happy. They are being selfish.
They wanted to get married. They wanted to have children. And now they want to get divorced. It is always about them. It's never been about us. And it will never be about us. And us are selfish.
But that...
It's true. You people are selfish. I hate this. I hate this life. I hate you people. All of you.
Papa! Mommy! It doesn't have to be like this. I won't fight with Appa anymore. I love her because she's my big sister. And I will respect her and do all my chores without complaining. Just please, please don't get divorced.
Divorced, and they are already divorced. They are just telling us now. They made the decision without considering us. There is nothing that we can say or do to keep things the way they are, Abdullah. Now we can never be the happy family that we were.
Come, my children. Let's go. Let's go home. We'll talk about all this tomorrow.
With many tears, Abdullah and Huda took the small overnight bag that their daddy handed over to them and reluctantly greeted their daddy and dada before rushing for one last hug from their Abba.
I don't want to go.
Don't make us go.
But Papa, that isn't what Allah wants, isn't? A child is supposed to have only and Abba. That's how Allah made it. We need both our parents. Everyone has a Ummi and a Abba. Just please, Abba. Please. I don't want to be different.
This isn't fair. It just isn't fair. You are both not being fair by forcing this decision on us. Don't be selfish, Ummi.
Abba,
change your mind and say that we can see you. We can try one more time.
The journey to Nani and Nana's house is unusually quiet, with every one of the passengers lost in their own misery over the evening's events. Rumaysa tries to stifle her tears as she tries to keep them hidden from her children's eyes. While she had anticipated their resistance to this drastic change, Huda's tongue lashing had been unexpected, and Abdullah's hysterical sobs were unstoppable. His tears had still not subsided, and he sat tightly in her embrace. But while he remained in her arms, his innocent mind wandered back to all the things he could have done differently to make sure his Abba never left him.
Oh Allah, I'm sorry, Ya Allah. Please, please just bring Abba back, Ya Allah. I'll never fight with Huda ever again. I'll listen to everything Ummi says, Ya Allah. Please, just please, please, Allah.
Huda stares blankly at her mother and wonders whether the 11 years she has lived is nothing but a lie. Everything in her home seemed so normal. They were all happy. At least, she was happy all the time.
I wouldn't have swapped Ummi and Abba for anyone else in the world. And this is what they do to us.
her pain quickly turns to anger. Huda finds herself questioning why her parents settled for the divorce without even trying to save the marriage. Her pain quickly turns to anger.
They always told me not to give up so easily. But look at what they did now. They failed. They failed me.
Yasser sits in his son's room with his face in his hands. He begs Allah to give him the strength to get through the difficult days ahead.
Oh Allah.
He knows this decision was for the best. Yet it doesn't dissolve his feelings of inadequacy, nor his guilt over the pain that his children had just endured and were bound to endure. Their heart-wrenching sobs resound in his head, a haunting reminder that he couldn't escape. Alhamdulillah, you've been listening to Heartbreak, our Radio Islam International drama series. We now cross over to our ulama to discuss the various lessons we've learned from this episode.
Well, Yusuf, this is heart-rending to see what the family is going through, especially the kids, and it's taking such a toll on them psychologically and also in terms of adapting to the new setup, getting used to the new setup of staying with one mummy and daddy staying separately, etc. It's really heartbreaking, Mullah.
Yes, indeed, Mullah. It is difficult, and we find, you know, it's a lesson we can all take that in most cases, you know, when there's a divorce, or even if it's not a divorce, I mean, if we look at today's episode, we'll find that the divorce never actually take place yet. But just that the fact that there's some quarrel between the parents, we find that the children are already suffering.
And I've taught many children in madrasa over the years, alhamdulillah, and children coming from different backgrounds. Generally, when a child comes from a broken home, has great challenges in the school and in the madrasa. It is possible where a child flourishes and blossoms also, but that's a rare case. Very few find them like that. But in most cases, you find that the children are aggressive, they're fighting, they're feisty. They, like you say, Malana, they're always taking the blame for the entire divorce. Like, it's because of us, mommy and them are breaking. As you would also notice that the young boy saying, "Daddy, I promise I'll no more fight or never ask for this ever again," taking the blame, Mona.
Yes, they do take the blame, and this is something, like I said, this is something we should think about. When, you know, when a divorce takes place, generally we think of two parties, maybe a husband and a wife, but when there's children involved, you know, there's much more. There's much more elements to it, and like you correctly pointed out, they are the ones that actually feel it's their fault, and sometimes they have nobody to talk to, because they also find themselves in a situation that which side do I take now? Because my entire life we were one family, now we're like kind of broken up into two families. So they don't even know which side to take, and they don't even speak it out, and it hurts them more inside.
And you make a very strong point, hurts them inside, and they grow up with this anger, and they take in the responsibility of the situation. And when they get into their own marriage, they have this very strong fear that the same thing must not happen to me, what happened when I was young. Separation, divorce, and you see that there are so much of insecurities surrounding them, and children suffer the most. And I think you rightly point out, Marana, that we only think of divorce between husband and wife. It's not just husband and wife, it's the kids, it's the families, it's both parties. There's so many people involved in there, but when you're in the thick of things, you don't think of all this. And this young boy, ya Allah, my heart goes out to him. Look at him, look at his feelings, look at how much of emotions he's showing just at the thought of mere separation, right?
Yes, of course it is. And, you know, experts tell us that the children are actually the real victims. And the reason for this is because, look, of course, I mean, if the divorce has to take place, a wife can find a husband, and a husband can find a wife, but the child can never find a complete family again. Even if you live with the stepmother or father, it will never be complete in the mind of a child.
And the child feels it's not fair, as you heard.
True.
You've been so selfish. I mean, what did we do to deserve this? We never do anything on our side. It's you guys that you can't sort out your issues, and because of you today we are suffering.
Yes, that is really unfortunate. And, you know, like the name of the series suggests, Heartbreak, we can see from episode 1 already there's a lot of heartbreak.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. But in essence, here we need to highlight the plight of the children, what they go through. And the younger they are, Mullah Yusuf, the more difficult it is. They're so confused. And those masoom children, they can't figure out what's happening in their life because of what the parents are going through.
Yes, of course, they cannot figure it out. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah, to think of these, you know, think of these valuable points. And inshallah, Maulana Habib and I, we will be joining you every day for this drama series. And after each episode, we will be taking out a few points and a few lessons. Because, you know, every episode has a few lessons for everyone, not just the husband, not just the wife. But as far as a sibling to one of the spouses, a parent, a child, lessons for everyone. So make sure that you tune in and stay tuned for this particular piece where the advices are discussed.
JazakAllah khairan.